The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 7th Chapter, text number 41 and 42, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on October 2nd, 1976, in Vrindavan, India.
The transcendental relation of Arjuna with Krishna is of the dearmost friendship. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord Himself has claimed Arjuna as His dearmost friend. Every living being is thus related with the Supreme Lord by some sort of affectionate relation, either as servant, or as friend, or as parent, or as an object of conjugal love. Everyone thus can enjoy the company of the Lord in the spiritual realm, if one at all desires and sincerely tries for it by the process of bhakti yoga. Ashwatthama was condemned by the Lord Himself, and he was treated by Arjuna just like a culprit, not like the son of a brahmana or teacher. But when he was brought before Srimati Draupadi, she, although bereaved for the murder of her son, and although the murderer was present before her, could not withdraw the due respect generally offered to a brahmana or to the son of a brahmana. This is due to her mild nature as a woman. The woman as a class is no better than a boy, and therefore they have no discriminatory power like a man. Ashwatthama proved himself to be an unworthy son of Dronacharya or of a brahmana, and for this reason he was condemned by the greatest authority, Lord Sri Krishna. And yet, a mild woman could not withdraw her natural courtesy for a brahmana. Even to date, in a Hindu family, a woman shows proper respect to the brahmana caste, however fallen and heinous the brahma bandhu may be. But the men have begun to protest against brahma bandhus who are born in families of good brahmanas, but by action are less than shudras. The specific word used in this shloka is vama bhava, mild and gentle by nature. A good man or woman accepts anything very easily, but a man of average intelligence does not do so. But anyway, we should not give up our reason and discriminatory power just to be gentle. One must have good discriminatory power to judge a thing on its merits. We should not follow the mild nature of a woman and thereby accept that which is not genuine. Ashwatthama may be respected by a good-natured woman, but that does not mean he is as good as a genuine brahmana.
This is already explained in the Patpa, that woman's nature is very mild, and man's nature very strong. That is the difference. Therefore, according to Vedic civilization, the woman must be protected, because they are very simple. They can be led to goodness also very easily, and they can be polluted also very easily. By nature, they are very simple. Therefore, Shastra says that just like child, if you mold the character of a child from the very beginning, then he can become a great man. Similarly, if you train woman from the very beginning, how to become chaste and faithful to the husband, they can become very good mother, very good asset in the family. So there is sufficient information in the Vedic literature how a man should be trained up, a boy should be trained up, a girl should be trained up, so that in future they may become happy. the ultimate aim of life is how to become connected with Krishna. That is the ultimate. Athāta brahma jigyāsa. If I say to anybody that your ultimate goal of life is to understand Krishna or Vishnu, naturally there will be inquiries, who is Krishna, what is Krishna, what does he do? So many questions. That question is recommended in the Vedanta Sutra, Athāta brahma jigyāsa. That is life. So the boys and girls should be trained up how to inquire about the ultimate goal of life, Krishna or Vishnu. That they do not know in the modern civilization, that they do not know. Not merely in the modern civilization, in the past also, those who are entrapped by the modes of material nature, haṅkāra vibhūrātmā, the material conception of life, false ego, ahankar. This is called ahankar there is. But when we are in a false ahankar, that is our cause of all trouble, misery. Ahankar, if we become entrapped in false ahankar, then we are vimura-atma, entrapped by nature. There is a difficulty. So, what is that false ahankar? The false ahankar is that I am this body. This is false ahankar. I am this body, I am Indian, I am American, I am Brahmana, I am Kshatriya, I am Sannyasi, I am Brahmachari, and so on, so on, so on, so on. All designation of this body, this is false ahankar. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught us how to become free from the false ahankar. He says that nāhaṁ vipra nā jyotirbhā. I am not a Brahmin, I am not a sannyasi, I am not a grihastha, I am not a vanaprastha, I am not this, I am not that. All material designation he refutes, Chaitanya Mahāprabhu. I am not this, I am not this, I am not this. Even if I am very much proud of becoming a Brahmin, or I become very much proud of becoming a sannyasi, that is the highest stage of human status, to become Brahmana, a sannyasi. Sannyasi is supposed to be the guru of everyone. There are four varnas and four ashramas. And in the spiritual order, the sannyasi is guru of all, even of the Brahman. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that I am neither Brahmana nor sannyasi. He refused. Nāhaṁ vipra na ca narupati na jyotirvā. Jyoti means sannyasi. So he refused. So this is false. Even if you become very much proud that you are a very learned Brahmin or very advanced sannyasi, that is not your freedom. You are not yet liberated. You are still in conditional life. Then when you become liberated. That is stated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gopi bhaktu padakamalayu dasa dasanu dasa. This is liberation. Gopi bhaktu, the maintainer of the gopi, gopi jana vallava. Krishna's business is how to please the gopis, the inhabitants of Vrindavan. Yashoda Nandana Vrajajana Ranjana. That's the Vrindavan Vasi. They have no other business than to love Krishna. Similarly, Krishna has no other business than to please the gopis and the inhabitants of Vrindavan. Gopi jana vallava. So, how? Why Krishna is so much attached to Vrindavan Vasi? As soon as there was some difficulty, we read it from Bhagavatam. As soon as there is some fire, Vrindavan Vasi, they do not know anyone but Krishna. And Krishna devours the fire. As soon as there is torrents of rain, Vrindavan was going to be overflooded. Krishna immediately came to the rescue and lifted the Govardhan hill. Commandant, that is Gopi Jana Vallava. They do not know anything. They do not know even that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But they do not like to love anybody than Krishna. This is their only quality. They did not love Krishna, understanding that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Param Brahma, Param Dham. They did not know this. But they did not like to love even Vishnu than Krishna. That is their quality. Gopi jana vallava. So, when we come to that state, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching, the gopi bhaktu padakamalayu, he is also bringing the reference of the gopi. Because Krishna is completely under gopis. He is so much indebted to the gopis that he said that I cannot repay your debts. It is not possible. Krishna, the all-powerful, all-opulent, but he had no means to repay the debts of the gopi. This is the position of the gopi. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommends, Ramma kachi upasana brajavadhu varga bhija kalpita. There is no other better shape of worshipping Krishna than it was planned by the gopis. Ramma kachi upasana brajavadhu varga bhija kalpita. This is the highest. In the same way, he says, Gopi bhaktu padakamalayu dasa, Gopi jana vallava. Gopi jana vallava is Krishna, padakamalayu, one who has taken shelter. Don't try to become gopis. No. Rather, try to become the dust of the lotus feet of the gopi. Gopi bhaktu padakamalayu dasa dasan. That's why Uddhava wanted to become one grass in Vrindavan because the gopis will trample over it. This is highest perfection. So, liberation. Liberation means gopi bhaktu padakamalayu dasu dasu dasanu dasu. The more you become servant of the servant of Vaishnava, then you are perfect. That is what it is. The Vedic injunction is just try to understand yourself, aham brahmasmi. That is a fact. But if I simply try to become aham brahmasmi without knowing the full philosophy, then I shall be fallen again, that I am equal to God. Aham brahmasmi means I am the supreme God, as the Mahabhadis they think. That liberation means I become one with God. No. That is not your position. You cannot go. That is another Maya. That is the last dictation of Maya. Why you shall become the servant of Gopi Vatsa? You become God. That is Maya. That is the last layer of Maya. Therefore they fall down. Arucha krichena parang padam tata patanti adha. Anadita jismadam raya. Anadita. With great austerity, penances and vairagya, they can go up to the param padam. Param padam means Brahma. Nirvishesh Brahma. Not in the material existence, but in the spiritual existence. Arujha. They can rise up to that. Aham Brahmasmi. To understand that I am not this matter, I am Brahma. But unless one takes shelter of the Gopi Vattu Padakarma Dasara, he will fall down. Arujya krichena parang padang tata patanti adha. Why? Anadita jusmat angraya. Because one does not know, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches, that gopi bhattu patakamalo dasa dasanu dasa. He falls. He is no shelter. Anadita jusmat angraya. So we must always remember that if we want to be recognized by Krishna, if we want to become inhabitants of Vrindavan, then we must take this lesson given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gopi Bhakti Padakamalyo Dasa Dasanu Dasa. So, to endeavor to become gopis, that is also Mayavada. That I shall become gopi. No. You have to become the servant of the servant of the servant of gopi. That is, otherwise the same ahankar, ahankara vimuratma, kaptaham iti mannate, then again will be misled. This is material disease. Everyone is full of some ahankar. I am Brahman, I am Sannyasi, I am Lord, I am Jesus. So many things. So long this mentality will continue, then that is Maya. Ahankara bimura pāpattā iti mannate. Actually, it is not that position. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches from the very beginning, jiver sarup hoy nitya krishna dham. Unless you come to that point, that eternal servant of Krishna, that is real knowledge. This knowledge is achieved bahunam janmanam ante. Ante means at the end of many, many births, endeavor. Jnanavan, not foolish rascals, but Jnanavan. Then, bhaunam janmanam ante, Jnanavan maang prapadran. This gopi bhattu padakamalu dasada. After many, many births. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches from this point, that you are Thou, give up this idea that you are independent master or one with God, or so many rascal ideas. That is not good. You begin with this point. Yes, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches that Jivin Sarup Hain Nitya Krishna Das. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches from the point when Bhagavad Gita ends. Bhagavad Gita says, Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mamekam Saranam. This is the relationship. We are trying to become master here, everyone. Krishna says, you give up this idea. You are planning so many things to become master of the world. I am the monarch of all I serve. Give up this idea. Then you will be in proper position. Sarvadharman paritam. Mamekam. That means I am master. If you want to be peaceful, then accept this proposition that I am master, you are servant. Therefore, Jamunacharya said, Kadaham ekam tikar nitta kinkara prahasahishyami sanatha jivit. I have troubled myself in so many lives. Therefore, bhamantameva charan nirantaram prasanta nisesam manoratam. He is praying, my Lord, when I shall be constantly your servant. Bhavantameva charan nirantaram. Nirantaram means always. Prasanta nisesam manoratam. We are being conducted by the mental speculation. So, completely shant, no more mental speculation. Bhavantami vacharan nirantaram prasanta nishesa manoratham kodaham ikam tikanitya kinkara. When I shall become the most attentive servant, ikam, no other business, kodaham ikam tikanitya, prahasaisyam, I shall become englad. He sanatha jivita, sanatha. Those who are not Krishna conscious, they are anatha. Anatha just means no anatha. Anatha means no father, mother, no protection. That is called anatha. And he is aspiring to become sanatha. Sanatha means, yes, I have got my protector. Krishna will protect me. Rakhishyati iti viśvāsa pālanam. Yes, I am surrendered to Krishna and he will give me protection. This is surrender. Saranagati means, this is one of the items of saranagati, that I have surrendered to Krishna fully. So Krishna says, aham tvā sarva pāpebhyo mukkhiṣyāmi. Then I am fully protected. He will give me protection to believe in this word of Krishna. That is fully surrender. So, it is not theoretical, practical. It's like in our Krishna consciousness movement, even in America, they inquire, these our devotees, that how is that you do not work? You simply dance and you get big, big buildings and you have got so many cars and you eat nicely. They are surprised. Why surprised? Sanatha jivita. We are under Krishna's protection. Why shall I leave poverty, poor? No. Krishna's servant must have the whole opulence. Because sanātati, this is Krishna consciousness. So, don't forget this philosophy. If you surrender fully to Krishna and Krishna is always ancestor. Gopi Jana Vallaho. Brijajana Ranjana. So, to love Krishna, to be fully under Krishna's control, that is Gopi Jana Vallaho. That is Gopi Jana. And he is always ancestor. Sanataji. In all respects, you simply remain under the control of Krishna, fully under the shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna, then all happiness will be available without any endeavor. That is sarana. Sarupena avasthiti. That is called mukti. Mukti means to live in this condition that I am Krishna's eternal servant. He will give me all protection. My only business is to carry out this order. This is called mukti. Thank you very much.